Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Powerful You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Hang on just one moment. My wife is trying to control things.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hello. Welcome to Powerful You Blog Talk Radio. This is Dave McDowell and Linda McDowell. We are your hosts. And we have had this station, we'll call it, for Linda's had it for what? A long time.
Yeah.
We have plenty of recorded, but we wanted to reinitiate because yours truly has not been consistent. And it is my job this year to be consistent. So we're going to reintroduce ourselves. We're going to reintroduce Powerfully You and what we want to, what we're trying, our goals with this podcast. I will take a little brief because we do not use this to advertise our ministry, but it is part of our ministry, of Selah Ministries. And so we do want you to know that. And Selah Ministries, we publish books. We're about to do a play. What else do we do with Selah? Linda's got her coaching business. We'll be as part of Selah Ministries. We have a Facebook group for caregivers of terminally ill that we just support that and encourage folks. Ultimately, our catchphrase for Selah Ministry is come grow with us. And that's the same purpose we have here, right, Linda?
Right.
Jump
right.
in anytime. So,
Selah Ministries is basically a ministry to encourage people, to empower people to be the best you that God has created you to be, to go for it. And it's also a supportive ministry, like how we support our caregivers at the right. end of life. So we're a supportive and empowering ministry to help individuals and to help groups like we do in our group.
And our goal is always to care about people. We base our ministry and our lives, our marriage, everything on these two principles. The first one, right out of the Bible, is love your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And the second, as Jesus said, is likened to the first, is love your neighbor as yourself. So, with that being said, and Lynn and I talked about it, I think it's time for me to come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Kind of. So let me explain that. I was raised in a very Southern Baptist conservative situation. I'm glad I was. I have no regrets. My dad was an ordained Baptist deacon. My mom was the typical Sunday school teacher, child care person, et cetera, et cetera. We were there every time the doors opened, on and on and on. But when I was saved at 7, and when I began to learn to surrender at 23, I began questioning things, and I still question things. And I'm still growing. This is the statement I want everybody to hear. This is me coming out of the closet. First of all, let me make it clear, first and foremost, I am a Christian. I believe in Jehovah. I believe that Jesus is his only begotten son. And I believe in the Trinity. However, that's the only way to get to heaven. It's my way, and I will share it with anybody who will listen, who wants to listen. But with that being said, we will interview virtually people. I have a Hindu friend that I would like to invite to the show one day, and I'd like for him to talk about his religion. And what I have found is there are an awful lot of similarities, a lot of principles that are the same. I do believe you get to heaven through Jesus Christ. I'm not absolutely sure he's the only way involved, and I'm just being honest. Some of my friends may have a little issue with that. You're welcome to call me. I'm more than happy to. Believe me, I spent a lot. It's been since I was 23 journey. but particularly since I met this person who's expanded me and challenged me, and I've taken some classes, biblical,
You've expanded your view about 30.
That's me. I ask anybody else to be like me. But my point is, we open the show to anybody.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing. And the other thing is, if he's coming out the closet, I need to come out the closet too. I am more of a spiritual person. I still believe in God. I still believe in Jesus Christ. But I'm more of a metaphysical person, and I have a more... I don't mean to put anybody down or separate myself in any way, but I just feel like my vision about how Jesus and how I interact with him is more of a spiritual thing than a religious thing. And it's more expanded, and it is maybe not what most, what per se the normal, if there is such a thing, the normal Christian may not totally agree with my theology or how I believe it. And that is okay. The whole purpose of this show and of our ministry is to come grow with us. Everybody has their own path, and they have to answer to the Lord for themselves, just like I do. You can't answer for me, and I can't answer for you.
And your path is yours.
And your I own the spiritual path that I take. It is what it is. It to me, for some things are not up to debate. I'm not going to debate with you. I will converse with you. I will discuss.
Compare.
I will compare. And I do believe that some of the things that we go against other religions without any even knowing anything about them. And so on this channel, we really want to expand the view. Not that you have to accept, but at least you need to have factual information in order to even disagree with somebody.
We do want to challenge you.
Yeah.
But we want to challenge you to think for yourself.
Yeah.
Not the way necessarily we think or anybody, but we want that to happen.
Yeah, and we want to present information that is factual so that if you do disagree with somebody, you're not going off of what you've heard. You have factual information that is presented to you that you can agree or disagree, but at least you have the facts from the people who actually practice the religion.
So don't be surprised if we're talking to non-Christians, Hindus, Muslim, somebody who doesn't even believe in God. We may have them on, because I want to love them too. And if they allow me or are willing, I'll share what I believe. But they have to decide. You know, the power of the gospel is in the gospel. It's not in the speaker.
And for me, Jesus doesn't really need us to speak for him.
A little bit.
To me.
He's capable.
He is so capable of speaking
for
himself.
Of getting his message out.
And so in the Bible, it speaks all for itself. I do feel like we can be messengers.
Yes.
But he doesn't need help with us.
And he doesn't need me to defend him either.
No, he definitely doesn't need us.
I've had to learn that. It's taken a long time. And I think maybe now that we're sitting here, and this is where I wanted to have something I could write on, but hopefully I remember, maybe we should do a show just on this, you know, about how to think a little bit more. For example, I did my studies in my 20s. I read about it, but it was all books. When I actually found people to go talk to who were Muslim and Hindu, I started to change. I started to realize, you know, a lot of things. When I took some classes about at a Bible college, as a matter of fact, it made me go, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And we can do a whole show on that.
And it's really not about changing your thought process or trying to change you or change us for that matter.
It's understanding the
other. It's understanding the other side. And being, I think our country is in such division that we have to learn to, you know, find our commonalities versus looking for the division and the points of division for.
And why can't we do that in the spiritual / religious world? Why can't we also look at Hindus and go, you know, a lot of their principles are the same as ours.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in a lot of different gods. And I've talked to them, and I'm starting to understand that. I'm never going to be a Hindu. But I respect the religion, and I respect their followers. And in every religion, I believe there are people who are genuinely seeking God. And my Bible tells me, and I didn't mean to get into this, but I'm going to finish this. My Bible tells me, ask and you find, seek and you, ask and it will be given unto you, seek and you find, knock and the door will be open. And I believe that's what they're doing. Genuinely. Not everybody, just like not everybody in the Christian church, understands that it's really personal. It's not corporate. There is corporate worship. But anyway, that's not the whole point. It is, I'm sorry. And you will find that Linda and I will get off on a rabbit trail. So we just want you to understand that our goal is we grow by listening to other people and that you have the opportunity to grow as well.
And yeah, like I said, we're not preaching.
Don't mean to.
And don't mean to. And we may get off on that. And if we do, we'll say
especially
that.
Me.
But we are just sharing information and sharing ideas. And hopefully the goal of this program and all that we do, if nothing else, is to cause you to think for yourself. You know, not just go along because you've been taught this way, which is nothing wrong with that.
Tradition is good.
But to really see things for what they are, like all people aren't bad, all Hindus, all Muslims,
right.
All gay people, whatever, they're not bad.
We're supposed to love them.
We're supposed to love them. And I think sometimes we also need to increase our knowledge base about different things before we actually speak on something. If you don't know about it, how can you really talk intelligently about that?
You know, I think we will do a program on this of how to go explore. And you know, all I can do is share how it's worked for me. And it just really, I believe, worked. I think I'm a more complete person. Jesus is my savior. God is my all. That's never going to change. The Holy Spirit, I believe, is in me to enable me and to teach me and to comfort me and all the things he does. But you know what? If you talk to some of the Hindus and Muslims, they feel the same way about their God. And sometimes I just think we have different names for the same God. The same. You don't have to agree.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we're all about, is that we want everybody to have a voice. I give people that voice. It's my job to line up interviews, and I got a whole bunch of people in my head. I just got to get started. But I turned the phone off. And we want you to come along on the journey with us. And we hope we challenge you. We hope you call in and ask us tough questions.
Yeah.
Because that's how you grow.
Well, mm-hmm. And sometimes we just might just have fun things to do that has nothing to do with spiritual, to encourage couples.
Absolutely.
That's one of our things, is to help couples be closer together, to and even talk about being an interracial couple. You know, some people,
we've
that's a challenge for people. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, it's challenging for us. But
we you know, I'm hot. He's black, okay?
Yeah,
we got
right.
Some differences, folks.
Yeah.
You know?
But
I think we're doing pretty good at learning how to make it work.
We have learned to come together to make things work. And like I said, we are just opening up dialogue for people to hear different points of view. That doesn't necessarily mean that we agree with everything that we'll bring on this program.
Right.
But it is to educate ourselves and to educate other people. Because how can you throw stones at another religion that you know nothing about?
Other than what you read in a book. And it's not the same.
It's
meeting and talking with
people. Yes.
So, that's the lesson I would want to share with everybody. If you really want to know, go out and see people. Go to a Hindu temple.
And we may do that sometimes. And if they will
allow us.
They
probably won't let us.
They probably won't let us. But we will be going to different religious places.
Because
basically out of curiosity.
Absolutely.
To see and to tell you about it. We want to share the journey as men and women, you know, Christian people.
Right.
That we can be not agree with people, but we can love on people. And we can support people and be Christ-like, but we may not agree with
and
you.
And we don't have to join them.
No.
You know, but we don't have to be mad at them either.
No.
At least now there are radicals that we're not going to talk to.
Yeah.
And we get somebody on the show and they're ugly and nasty, we'll cut them off in a heartbeat.
Yes,
whether
we
you
will.
Call in or you got a scheduled interview.
And we don't expect you to agree with everything we say. The point of the program is for us to share ideas, to exchange, and to learn.
And to challenge you.
And to challenge
now,
your
that's
thinking.
That's not easy, folks.
Not.
I've had a hard time just shaking me to my roots at more than just the last 7 years. Ever since I was 23, I've had to, I've had to really go, wow, I'm wrong.
Yes, and I see Donald Hook, or I think it's Bishop Hook. We were with him on another program. Thank you for being on, and thank you. He said we can agree to disagree. Mika, I think it's Rio Watkins. Thank you. We love you too.
Yeah.
Sending you so much positive energy, and we are sending that positive energy and blessings back to both of you. Thank you for supporting us. I just wanted to give some shout outs, as they say, to them.
Well, yeah, I got a couple people paying attention.
Yeah.
That's the problem, and we'll just be honest with you. When you're not consistent with your podcast, you lose everybody. So we're basically starting over. My fault.
Apostle Donald, thank you.
Yes.
We wanted you. And thank you, Apostle, for being and listening. And maybe we can reach you one day and we can.
Oh, you
have
might be
you.
On the list.
You
friend.
Might be on the list of people we may bring it. So, Mika and Rio, you are not above us asking you either to
no,
be
we
on
will
the program.
Never put anybody on the spot.
Yes. But
we will schedule.
Yes.
And if you don't want to be interviewed, you can say, I don't want to be in
it. Yeah, it won't hurt our feelings, but
be prepared.
Be prepared for us to ask you, yes. Those are wonderful people with wonderful things to share, all of the people that we just mentioned. And it's really the program, the reason why we're starting it over and doing it again,
yep,
is to share, to exchange. And our motto is come grow with us.
And we've gotten just a little bit more sophisticated. This on our Blog Talk Radio and doing a Facebook Live at the same time so you can see us.
Yeah, we're proud of ourselves.
You can listen on the Blog Talk or you can see the Facebook Live. That's up to you. And of course, we'll post it.
Yeah.
And on our Blog Talk Radio, if you go find that, I think you could just key in C Live Ministries if
yeah,
you get to the main page.
Or Powerfully You.
I did send out in a post earlier a link to that.
Yeah.
And you can see all our past broadcasts and listen to them on demand. That's totally up to you. I encourage you to do so.
And if you did want to call in and
the number is on that page.
The number is on the page, but I will repeat it here. The number for the call-in is 425-292-44. Oh, the guest call-in number. Sorry about that. It's 646-787-1589. Again, the guest call-in number is 646-787-1589. This is the first broadcast in a long time. I just, if you call in, fine. If not,
it's
we
okay.
Just wanted to come back.
We got
and,
a good story.
Yeah, we had to get that going. You know how you put things off for a while, and this is our challenging ourselves to go for it.
It's a new year, so it's a great
it's a
time
new
to
year.
Get started.
So one of the things we want to do for you guys is to encourage you. If you have things that you, some goals and stuff, you kind of left in the corner, they're getting dusty, you haven't, this is a new year.
Yeah.
Go ahead and dust those things off and bring them forward and go for it, you know,
mm-hmm,
and
think,
perfect it as you go.
You know, Linda talked about, we're going to bring up one of the topics I would like for Linda and I to share is what we call our business model. And we won't go into that, but I will tell you this, God is first. And we're learning how that works, and we're loving it. It's just, there's no pressure, there's no stress, it's all on Him, you know, we just cooperate. That's a whole nother.
It is a whole nother.
And I would like to share that and hear from others, you know. It's taking a lot of practice, and we're getting better at it, but hey, we're still practicing.
I think some of that comes to age when we just say, you know, we don't know how this is going to turn out, but we're just going to trust God that it's going to be okay. And I have to say, more times than not,
it works out.
It works out.
Like I said, whole nother topic for another day. Also, just so you know, we're going to try to do 15, 30 minutes, somewhere in there, but we have scheduled an hour. So if we feel like we want to keep going, we keep going. So just FYI, we've already spent 16 minutes.
Wow.
Which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We're cool like that.
And we're really proud of our sophistication.
Yeah.
No, by the time we figured out,
we're still the seniorpreneurs. That's what we call ourselves.
Linda has we should patent that. It's not out there somewhere. Seniorpreneurs.
We are senior citizens, and we are out here doing a business at a ministry and doing the dang thing. And we want to encourage other people that if you're a senior, you don't have to go around you can do things.
And by the way, if you can find us as individuals on Facebook, feel free. We would love to hear from you. If you don't want to call in, but you'd like to talk about it privately, give us a call. Contact us. Let us know. We love those conversations.
We do.
We really do. And we love people. And we will listen. We will truly, I'll try. We both are struggling. We're active listening. We got to work on. But we will certainly try to listen and listen well and empathize. I will just share with our audience that has been the big, big thing that God has just been over and over and over saying to me for about 2 months, Dave, empathize. Before you do anything else, try to understand how the other person feels and what they're going through. You can't totally, because you can't walk in somebody's shoes, but you can learn and you can get better at it. I'm working on it.
Yeah, I think the thing that he's called me to work on is compassion. And, you know, as a nurse and in doing this and all that we do, sometimes you can have compassion fatigue. And so I pray every day that he gives me the compassion to do what we do as we do it. So, you know.
All right. I'm sorry I interrupted, kids. We're still learning how to scroll down and see how the responses. And we see that she doesn't really go by Rio.
Rio, absolutely. We would love to collaborate with you.
We can do a couples interview, too. So
yes, we would love you guys do some exciting things.
Yes.
So we would like that.
And we don't mind you plugging whatever you're doing, either.
No,
okay?
Lucy's on here. Hey, Lucy, that is one of my loves. I just want to say a shout out to you. She's a beautiful woman and an excellent nurse, so I'm giving a shout out to her.
We're going to interview some nurses, especially hospice nurses.
Yes.
I want to.
Yeah, it is a beautiful job. And that's what I was talking about.
Because they work in a different world.
Yes. It's to keep up that compassion, the compassion of Christ. That's what I pray for every day, that Lord, give me your compassion. And sometimes I meet the mark, sometimes I don't, but I do try.
Should I share part of the struggle with compassion? Because we're getting older.
Yeah.
And we're kind of like, and we're working on it.
Just like listening. We're working on being better listening.
Every once in a while, I catch myself being that old curmudgeon, that upset over something that just doesn't matter, and I'm working on it. It's just, part of it, as you get older, you go, I don't really care what you got.
Unfortunately, that does happen
It's
good and bad, because sometimes the Lord does want us to care.
Yes.
And, you do get that attitude. What? Whatever.
What is it? Don't sweat the small stuff.
And
that's kind of what we're learning. I love being older. I really do.
I don't
like the creaks and the groans and the aches and the pains, but I sure do like. I'm not saying I'm the most wise guy, but I'm a lot wiser than I was at 23. Okay.
Yes, I do. What does the Lord say? Wisdom is the principal thing.
Yes.
And the older you get a little bit wiser, and that is what I enjoy about
another show.
Yeah, is the wisdom that you kind of get.
So, for example, when we don't have an interview and we don't have somebody who wants to talk about specifics, that's when we'll bring up some of these other type topics.
Yeah.
Like how, our business plan, because that's what we call it, jokingly. Obviously, God's the CEO. That's, you know, we just do what he tells us to do. If it doesn't work, then we won't have the resources and we'll stop.
Yeah.
But, you know, another one is how to hear God. You know, recognize him. Recognize his voice. You know, these things, it's taken us, me, 64 years to learn.
It's taken quite a few. And how to
now getting better.
You know, just be.
Yeah.
That you don't always have to go, do. Sometimes you just need to be.
Yeah, because in my background, not picking on the Baptist, I love the Baptist. I could go back to Baptist tomorrow. I could and be happy. But this, you got to go, do. Sometimes you need to stop and just commune with God.
And then the part of prayer that, mm-hmm. you know, we think prayer is us telling God and giving him our list, but prayer is a two-way conversation. When you, and that's a big thing, that is why our ministry is called Selah. Selah means pause and think on this. So when you pray and talk to God, do you take the time to listen to what he's saying to you, or do you say amen, walk away, and the most important conversation of prayer you miss?
I hate to admit it, but I think it's only been since 2003, so what, 15 years that I've really started to understand sometimes. I now call it holding hands with God, where you just sit in the chair and wait on him. And he will come.
He will.
The Holy Spirit will bring the topic he wants to talk about to you. It works.
It works.
And if you'll listen, he'll tell you what he thinks about it.
Well, and it is meditation.
It's meditation.
It won't come. Different, but that is listening. It's listening to him fine-tuning the radio to hear what he's saying to you. And if you're always giving him your list,
getting a pop-up.
Yeah,
neither one of us knows what it means.
We'll
we're afraid to touch it.
Yeah, this is the other part of being senior.
you
learn
gotta
laugh.
You
go. Yeah, you gotta laugh at yourself.
Amen. Keep a sense of humor.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
So appreciated for sharing this time. We just wanted to get
started.
And get started. We will be on our podcast for Broad Talk Radio.
So what we will do is we will try to be live every Sunday at 6.
Yeah.
There are going to be times when we can't. And what we will do is we will record ahead of time and do a broadcast from our talk radio. I think there's a way to do a save recording on Facebook, and we'll try to do those every Sunday at 6. And then sometime during the week, Wednesdays, it's Saturday morning, Sunday morning, we'll try to remind everybody.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell. And God will bring whatever numbers he brings. Because we grow, even if nobody else.
Yeah. Well, we have conversations sometimes that he joins us and we get something out of it.
Amen.
Again, and this is for anybody and everybody that want to listen. It's not necessarily just Christians.
Right.
It's for anybody and everything. That's why I call myself a spiritual person. It is for anybody that wants to discuss, anybody that wants to, you know, whether you agree or disagree. If you disagree respectfully, we want to hear your opinion because maybe you have something that I hadn't thought about.
Well, let's share this. Linda and I are different. I have a religious bent. You know, I grew up with it. I kind of feel like I need to be in church on Sunday morning. I've done a great job lately, but I want to do better. Linda doesn't. And what we've learned to do is respect each other's path. So she does want to go to church, don't misunderstand, but I want to be there like every Sunday. I haven't done a great job, but I'm going to. She doesn't feel that. Maybe twice a month. That's her path.
And pretty much I do something better, quite different. And
we won't go there right now.
Yeah, I do feel like that, you know, I do want to commune with the brethren. That is, I definitely do want to do that in worship. I love worship, so I definitely want to do that. I feel like I have a ministry, which some may agree or disagree with that. So I don't feel like I have to be there every Sunday, but I do want to be there at least twice a month.
So. I doubt now with all we're doing and how we feel like the Lord wants to use us, neither one of us is ever going to be a Bible study teacher or
probably not,
or whatever the titles are these days. I don't even think I know for sure. But we do want to support. I do.
Yeah.
And we have a pastor that I dearly love and respect. I want to support him.
He's a good man. We do support ministries.
Right.
On different platforms. We do support other ministries. And
yes,
we want to continue to do that because we believe in that.
And again, I promise you, we will not be doing C-Line Ministries advertisements on here. We just wanted you to know where we were coming from. That's not our goal to build business here. Our goal here is to share. And you share, we share, we all share. So just letting you know, that's what this is about. God will handle the results.
Yeah.
And we've learned to just leave those with him and not judge him. And I did, which is freed us up, hasn't it?
Yeah,
we don't have any stress. I really don't.
Yeah.
I just trust the Lord. If he wants us to grow, it'll grow.
Yep, pretty much that's it.
In the meantime, we're growing, so
yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and we invite you to come grow with us. That's our motto anyway.
That's our statement. For how many minutes have we been?
32.4. Something 43 seconds. So unless you have something.
That's why I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap this up. We don't need to stretch it an hour. We could, trust me.
Yeah, no problem.
We have no problem talking for an hour, do we?
No.
But we realize most people don't want to listen for an hour. They want 15 to 30 minutes. And
yeah.
So we're going to try to keep it short to the point. So thank you, Lucy, Rio,
Apostle Donald Hooks. We appreciate you being on our program and supporting us today.
Mika,
Rio and Mika. We
thank you so much for joining us.
We will
try to do both a Blog Talk Radio, Powerfully You. If you go to their page and key in Powerfully You, you will find us pretty quickly, actually, and a Facebook Live at the same time. And you can use whichever one you prefer.
Yes.
Now, when we can't be live, it'll be a little different, but we'll have them out there for you.
Yeah, and on Blog Talk Radio, we do have a history of different programs, and we're just continuing that and getting back on track. So, once again, I'd like to say, and I'll leave it today, thank you so much for being on with us. Thank you so much for your support, and we hope that you'll join us again. And we'll be on weekly.
And I think we do want a tradition. I hope nobody minds of us ending in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to pray or would you like for me to pray?
Either one.
I'll pray. Father, we just trust you. We just trust that you will minister as you see fit. We are simply vessels. We pray that everybody, Christian or not, who listens, grows, and is challenged to examine their views and thoughts and to accept others that are different, as we are challenged to accept others that are different. Lord, we just pray for your blessing. We pray that you direct this as you choose, and we yield and ask for your guidance. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 All right. That was a good first show.
Yeah, I see you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I guess we didn't follow.
I tell you what, let's get this out of the way.